Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
What is going on in Connecticut lately? Aren't people embarrassed of themselves? You should be embarrassed of yourselves if you're stealing nonsense.
Well, this feels very much like a lecture right here. What do you got?
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Let's start with this little bit of news.
Police need your help this morning. They are trying to find a couple accused of stealing beauty supplies. Police say they swiped about $1,000 worth of wigs and beauty supplies last month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is a thing, man. You didn't know that? Like, beauty supplies, like, they're worth big bucks. Hair tracks, wigs, all that type of stuff. There's big money in that.
That's in West Haven. That's going down.
Sweet.
I just keep thinking.
Of course.
When you get caught, which ultimately you will get caught, there's video cameras and your picture is now everywhere.
Okay.
You know, when you go to jail, you're going to tell people that you're in there because you stole wigs. Mm-hmm. You stole wigs.
Right.
That's what you did.
Well, that'll be hard to explain to the other convicts right there. I would imagine in the jailhouse hierarchy that doesn't put you very high on the list, you know. Right. You're going to be higher than some, though, because it's a non-offensive crime, a victimless crime, unless, of course, you were going to pick up your hair tracks that day. But there's big money in the beauty supply business.
In the wigs.
Also consider this, Anna.
Yep.
It's all about the fence. Like, so if you watch Ocean's 11... or any of those, like, you know enough about this stuff. You got to be able to resell or move the product that you get, all right? You got diamonds? They got cereal, all right? People can recognize them diamonds, all right? If they've been marked or they've been cataloged. You got gold? Well, you could probably melt gold. You'd probably get
You'd
away
probably
with that.
Be all right
but
with
wigs,
that.
Wigs, you're definitely getting away with wigs and hair tracks. Nobody recognizes that.
It's just so weird. I just feel like you're going to steal something. That's what you're going to steal, wigs? But it gets even stranger because also trending this morning, this news story.
Yale University is asking students to return stolen mugs, bowls, and forks. Yale has lost 80% of its mugs from one dining hall since the semester began last month. The number of bowls has gone from 72 to 20 in the same time frame. Officials sent emails to students asking for the return of these stolen items.
I mean, come on.
There is no excuse for this, Yaleys.
Go to Yale.
IKEA is three blocks away. Take a left on Frontier, and then it's right down there. All right?
You go to Yale, one of the most prestigious universities in the country.
Right.
I could never even dream to send my application there, and you are stealing mugs and forks from the dining hall.
How many people do you believe, like, does the White House have a similar problem with coffee mugs, right? Because it's one of those places that if you've got a Yale coffee mug, people won't even question whether or not you graduated from there.
Oh,
you just you just pull that thing out and sip on that in meetings one from time to time, and you're going to be CEO of the company before you know it.
Raven.
But the bowls and stuff, like IKEA's right there.
Raven, 80% of their mugs have been
amazing,
stolen.
Right?
How many mugs have been stolen? Can you imagine?
To be fair, Yale. Now, you're asking them to bring them back. You can't just order a couple more boxes.
All right, let me ask you a question. It's a really important question.
Go ahead, please.
Would you rather steal wigs or would you rather steal Yale mugs?
Oh, gosh.
It's a tough call.
Right. I feel like the markup on both could be extravagant, all right? But I feel like I can move the hair tracks quicker.
Okay. All right.
But the selling point, the hook, might be better for the Yale mug. I don't even know.
All right. Coming up next, I have found three of the most outrageous things that have been stolen in Connecticut in the last year. We're going to play, would you rather steal Yale mugs, wigs, or that item?
Oh, I can't wait.
Coming up on Star. Let's play, what would you rather steal in Connecticut?
Woo! I love it.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. I have been baffled. The last 2 days, these stories have been trending. First, this.
Police need your help this morning. They are trying to find a couple accused of stealing beauty supplies. Police say they swiped about $1,000 worth of wigs and beauty supplies last month.
That's right. They're wig thieves. Wig thieves.
I told you, there's big money in air tracks, man.
Yeah.
People need to get their hair on, and it's easy. It's an easy fence.
Okay.
All right? There's no serial numbers on hair tracks. That's all I'm saying.
If you thought stealing wigs is odd, well, how about this?
Yale University is asking students to return stolen mugs, bowls, and forks. Yale has lost 80% of its mugs from one dining hall since the semester began last month.
There we go.
It's terrible. I mean, tuition's got to be $60,000 a semester, and an IKEA is two blocks away.
Right.
It's two blocks away.
I'm taking all the mugs.
But I
told
you,
the forks.
If you get the mug and you take it to the right meetings, you'll be CEO of that company, regardless of whether or not you ever finished a class at Yale. No problem.
I have three items.
So I'm here for the resale of that.
I have three items that were stolen from Connecticut this past year.
Okay.
We're going to play What Would You Rather Steal?
All right. Okay? I'm excited now.
This past July, a Stanford woman with a record for not showing up to court, she stole $150 worth of shrimp from a West Side supermarket. This happened in July.
Oh, I love shrimp.
Yeah.
You know I love some scrimps.
When women went to her, when police went to her home, they found the woman with bags of melted shrimp and arrested her. Now, would you rather...
She was just laying in a room surrounded by shrimp.
Melted
you
shrimp.
You know what? That woman's really clearly got an issue. She's got a problem,
this
right?
This is who I am.
You had to feed that. It's a crime of passion.
Would you rather steal wigs, Yale coffee mugs, or shrimp?
Gosh.
You can only steal one.
Right, because you have to justify it to other people when they catch you, right?
Right.
Is that really the
thing?
Like,
when you go to jail and you have to tell them.
I'm going to go with the wigs, man.
You say you stole the wigs?
I'm going to go to the wigs over the shrimp.
Okay.
Everybody will agree with you when you tell them you're in for stealing shrimp. They'll be like, shrimp are tasty. But if you say, I stole a bunch of wigs, they'll be like, oh, man, and I bet you moved 60% before they caught you, right? And I'll be like, yup.
About 6 months ago, four men were arrested for larceny at a Norwalk pharmacy. They stole items including multiple boxes of teeth whitening strips, Claritin and Allegra allergy medicines, and Rogaine foam for fuller and richer hair.
Do you know what Rogaine costs?
It's expensive.
I don't, but I'm saying for a friend, it's a lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That friend should probably send me a complimentary case pretty soon because my hairline's been on a race itself for the last year or so.
Raven.
Yeah.
Would you rather steal wigs, Yale coffee mugs, or Rogaine?
I'm going to go with the Rogaine and the whitening strips. Those
Smart.
Are big money.
Yeah.
All right? There's big money in there, and I'm a coffee drinker now. Let's get those whitening strips.
Okay. And the last one. This story is also trending today. I'll explain to you why in a second. A New York man was arrested in Fairfield a few months ago for stealing beer and ravioli from a local supermarket. Now, would you rather steal wigs, Yale coffee mugs, or ravioli? It doesn't say if the ravioli are cheese-filled, spinach-filled, meat-filled, so that kind of, I'm
going
sure.
with Yale mugs on that.
Yale all right? mugs, you
Yale
take that
mugs.
One?
Yep. I walk into a the couple well-timed rooms. I say some stuff that sounds like I know what I'm talking about, and I could be CEO of my own ravioli company pretty soon.
Okay.
So I'm planning for the future with that. I'm going to go with Yale mugs on that one.
Okay.
But a tough choice.
So this is trending the story again today, and why is because he was arrested again because police found him sleeping outside a deli in Fairfield wearing nothing but a hot pink thong. And then he told the police that that's how he always sleeps.
I mean,
tell us that.
Do you really even have to explain that to anybody? All right.
Doesn't everybody? Would you rather be arrested for stealing ravioli or sleeping in a pink thong outside of the Firehouse Deli in
Fairfield?
Pink
thong, no doubt, because you are going to be notorious in the jail. You're going to be notorious, man.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.